Moving on, an Afghan investigation finds that civilians have been killed in U.S. airstrike in eastern Afghanistan last week. The investigation has raised the civilian death toll to 17. It says a dozen children, four women and an innocent man, were killed in the airstrike in Shigaltan of Kunar province. The inquiry says the airstrike was carried out after Afghan intelligence agents came under attack by militants during an operation to arrest two militant commanders. It says an American civilian advisor also died in the fighting. President Hamid Karzai says the latest airstrike breaches his recent decree that bans U.S.-led foreign forces from launching air raids on residential areas. He says the attack is also a clear violation of human rights. Let's talk to James Jennings, President of Conscious International from Atlanta. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Jennings, despite investigations by such fact-finding missions in Afghanistan, the main question is when and how can the perpetrators of such crimes, in particular the United States, be brought to justice?
I think that's a very difficult question because the problem is that the United States has no business whatsoever bombing in Pakistan. It has no business, in fact, being in Afghanistan after so many years of fruitless war. And what is happening is that these raids by a number of different kinds of drones, we have about five or six different types. Some of them are very large and can launch major bombs, but they're bombing civilian houses, as everybody knows, with the pretext or the information, perhaps false information, that there are terrorists there. And so in that situation, it's obvious that civilians will be killed. And this is an atrocity which should be brought to justice. But unfortunately, in the world in which we live, that's not very likely.
I mean, at the end of the day, will there be a total U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan? Because economically, it would only incur more costs, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. The cost is astronomical for each month or each week that the war goes on, and the United States is having fiscal difficulties with its own budget, it should not be there. And the whole idea of keeping a military force in a country because you had some previous deaths there by on the American side is a crazy idea to begin with, that you extend the war simply because you have to honor the ones who have already fallen. That could lead to what President Bush introduced as an endless war. And there's a great deal of feeling, not only in the American population, the American Congress, but also even in the military, that the war in Afghanistan is fruitless and should have been ended long ago.
Indeed. James Jennings, President of Conscious International in Atlanta. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.